Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today on another edition of WFYT, where we interview very interesting categories. We bring up great topics on the show. We try to give the world and local folks as well an opportunity to come on and talk about pretty much what they're doing in their communities and actually how they're reaching out and really making a difference. And today we have a very special guest on the phone with us, Dr. Hillary Lampers, and she's out of Washington, originally from Montana, but she actually has two practices, one in Washington and also one in Montana. And she's going to be discussing neurocranial restructuring, which actually restores and maintains structural health of patients. And I wanted to bring on the line right now because we've got about a half hour and we have a lot of information to cover. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Hillary.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome, and we do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I know you're, and reading your bio, it's very, very intriguing to see how you had a personal experience and how you were able to see the gentleman who actually, apparently you're his protege, how you actually were influenced to get into this particular industry. And so it's a great honor to have you on the show today, and I really want to thank you for taking the time. Folks, if you are listening right now, I'm sure you're listening because if you're hearing me, you're listening, feel free to go directly to Dr. Hillary's website at www.nwncr.com. That actually stands for Northwest Neurocranial Medicine. Once again, that's N as in Nancy, W as in world, N as in Nancy, C as in car, R as in rice.com, NWNCR.com. That'll actually get you right to her website. It's a beautiful website. It's got a boatload of information on there. You could definitely follow along as we talk to the good doctor today. I advise you also to put that in your favorites and also pass it along to any of your loved ones who are definitely going to be helped out by this program today. So, Doctor, if you could tell me a little bit about, I guess I share a little bit for a minute there, what was the main reason? Apparently you were working, you actually had experience yourself, apparently, when you were born, and throughout life you had headaches, you had some issues. What was the main reason for you to actually decide to finally get into this field?
Sure. Well, when I was in my early 20s, I was my main problem was I had chronic head pressure. I would say, you know, the head pressure was something like chronic headaches, but it was pretty much just pressure that I had in my head 24 hours a day. When I was born, they used forceps on me. My head was too big, and forceps were a common practice back, you know, I was born in the early 70s, and forceps were a pretty common tool used for birthing babies prior to that. And so I was one of those forceps babies. I believe when I was younger I had the head pressure and I just considered it normal. As I started to get older, of course, I started to have other problems as well, you know, neck pain, back pain. And, of course, in high school I had a few car accidents and just being a teenager, you know, doing stupid stuff and had a few structural injuries. And then in my early 20s, my head pressure continued to get increasingly worse. And so what I did was I was searching for anything that could help my head pressure. So I was, of course, I had been to conventional doctors who pretty much told me that it was all in my head, quote unquote. You know, they couldn't find anything wrong with me. I went to nutritionists and changed my diet. I went to acupuncture, and I was probably going to the chiropractor about 3 to 4 times a week just so that I could go to work and that I could function. At that time, I was a massage therapist, and I was doing, you know, physical labor. Massage is somewhat physical labor, and I was having all this pain. And my hairdresser actually introduced me to this man who was an ND here in Everett, Washington, and he had trained for numerous years with some other doctors in this treatment. The old style was called bilateral nasal specifics, and it was actually developed by chiropractors back in the late 40s and early 50s to help people that had chronic headaches, chronic sinusitis, migraines, that sort of thing. Well, he had been working with us for a number of years, and I met him, like I said, through my hairdresser. We hooked up professionally, and he said, you know, I can get rid of your head pressure. And of course, at that time, I think I was somewhat hopeless about it. I didn't really believe him. And then he told me what the treatment was, and I thought, oh, I'm not going to do that. And I waited, but after about 4 months, I decided to do it. And when I went in and saw him for my first session, we call a session that because it's 4 days of treatment, so you get treatment 4 days in a row. It just completely changed my life. Like, my head pressure, I remember the first night after my very first day of treatment, not having head pressure when I went to bed, and waking up with no head pressure, which for me was really unheard of. And I don't exaggerate this at all, because it was, for me, it was quite a big deal, you know.
Right.
So I got through my four-day session, and I just knew that this was something that I had to be around and I had to, you know, be a part of, because nothing else I had tried in the last, you know, well, 24 years of my life had worked. And
right.
So it was almost as if someone had removed the forceps from my head. That's probably the only way I can describe it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and so I actually went in. He had a pretty thriving practice, and about 6 months after we met and after I started getting treatments, I was so excited about the work, and he offered me a job to come in and work with him as his assistant. And so, of course, I jumped at the chance, and I went in and worked with him, and then I basically prepped every patient prior to them seeing him, and I went through the treatment with them, and I did that for full time for 3 to 4 years, and then I decided that I didn't want to be the assistant anymore, that I wanted to be the actual doctor doing the treatment, and so I went back to school at age 27 and got my bachelor's degree, and then I went through the four-year medical naturopathic medical program here in Seattle at Vasquez University. And I graduated from there in 2007, and I've been practicing here in Washington and Montana ever since. So I specialize in the NCR. I've been trained. I've taken, obviously, I worked for 10 years with him, so I've had a lot of client hands-on client experience. And then I've also done the certified training, and I keep certified every year. So that's pretty much all I do is NCR. And there's probably less than 40 of us in the country that are certified to do it. And there's a handful of doctors in Australia because naturopaths are fairly common in Australia as well. And so they do it. There is one MD, I believe, in the country who does it. He's part of our NCR Doctors Association. But it tends to be chiropractors and naturopaths and more alternative practitioners. The conventional medical establishment hasn't really, you know, jumped on it, but that's good for us because it keeps it, you know, alternative in our eyes and helps us to see more patients how we want to. So.
Right, and that of course is so also important. You know, don't give somebody a pill and don't just send them over here or, you know, or do the traditional conventional medicine, which I think has been outdated for many years, and the naturopaths like yourself and you know, and especially dealing with it at the NCR, it's obviously, from what I've seen here, it's like a really unique kind of science that you guys are doing. Everybody here is, of course, you know, I heard the word cranial, they're like, oh, wow, you know, Frankenstein or something like that. But to be honest, you know, I mean, I would imagine, you know, a lot of people think that way, but it's like, it just seems to me, from what I've seen and looking at your website and reading your bio and information, it's definitely a help, and it's actually something that a lot of people, instead of popping pills, they really can use this type of treatment, I would believe. And I really would recommend a lot of folks out there who are listening, get if you're in Washington or even Montana, you know, get a hold of a good doctor, go see her, you know, get a consultation with her. If you're not in the area and maybe you're in different parts of the world, somewhere else in the United States, I highly recommend you contact them directly at 360-568-7075. I'll give you the number one more time. That's 360-568-7075, and of course, go right to the website at www.nwncr.com. That's N as in Nancy, W as in World, N as in Nancy, C as in Car, R as in Rice. That's nwncr.com. Doctor, now, we talked about your experience, and I think it's awesome and how that came about, and now you're able to help out more, and I've seen your testimonials, and there's a ton of them. How can NCR benefit someone, someone like myself or our listeners out there? And if it's anywhere from headaches, I know people have problems with TMJ, scoliosis, you mentioned sinusitis. What other ailments or modalities can folks be helped with?
Well, the majority of patients that I see are having some sort of structural problem, and what that basically means is that they're either having headaches, you know, in their head, they're having structural pain like back pain, neck pain, and a lot of these things, the physical problems that we deal with, they can turn into more than just physical problems. So I'm working on a very structural level by adjusting a bone in the head. We're able to change the shape of the head, the performance of the brain, the way the neurological system works, and not only that, change the shape and the curves in the spine, so like you mentioned, scoliosis, all the way down into the feet.
Wow.
So mainly I'm seeing a lot of people that have structural issues, like they've been in car accidents, they've had birth, children that have had birth trauma, people that have had falls or beatings, head trauma of any kind. As long as they have all their sutures in their head and they don't have any metal plates across sutures, or, you know, there's definitely some more severe circumstances where NCR probably would not work. But most people are having some sort of physical pain, is from what I see. And it goes over into the rest of their life. So, you know, if you have chronic back pain, it's very hard mentally to stay focused. It's hard to work as efficiently as you can. It's hard to be happy, and you may be dealing with depression. So these physical problems can cause a lot of biochemical issues and nervous system issues that really are kind of a vicious cycle in people's lives. And so what I find is most of my patients are coming in with some sort of those complaints. Now, I do see other groups of patients, especially children that have ADHD. We do work with some autistic children, children that have Down syndrome and cerebral palsy. This treatment was actually really in the 70s and 80s, one of the doctors who kind of kept it going, he was mainly seeing cerebral palsy and Down syndrome children because it helped them so dramatically. And, of course, people say, oh, Down syndrome is a, you know, it's a genetic abnormality, which is true. We're not curing Down syndrome. But what it does is Down syndrome has a lot of structural features that come along with it that can cause problems for people, for these children and adults, like respiratory infections, sinusitis, talking and speech disabilities. And what we find when we work on the head and we change the structure is we can actually make a Down child more functional, more understandable at an earlier age. They're able to do flashcards sooner, their brains work somewhat better, and we can even change some of the mongoloid features that they have. And that sounds kind of crazy, but I've seen it. So that's originally the group of children that were getting a lot of benefit from this style of treatment. So it goes over into the mental realms as well. I have patients that come in, and they may not have a lot of physical complaints, but they do have a lot of depression, mental complaints, things that are holding them back in their life, and they get this treatment and they feel better and they feel clearer and they feel like they have more strength and more energy to deal with maybe the real root causes of their depression. And once in a while I have people come in who have been going to counseling for 20 years and they're still depressed, and they get this structural treatment done, their brain changes, and they feel better. And they say, God, you know, I should have done this 20 years ago because maybe I could have avoided all these years of pain.
Right.
Now, it doesn't cure it in 4 days. You know, 4 days, the first session is really starting to see where a patient is. Most people respond really well. Some people, it's not for them, you know, but it also depends on what's going on with you. And so that's why I do a free orientation for everybody to come to and learn about it, And then I talk with every patient on the phone personally before I treat them so that I know what's going on with them. I know if there's any contraindications to treatment and that I can honestly tell them if I think it will help them or not. So I'm not out there to just treat everybody and say it works for everybody, but I've seen it do tremendous things for people that have really, like myself, have been chronically maintaining a problem, you know? Like, if you have to go to the chiropractor 4 times a week, or if you have to go to the acupuncturist, you know, every week, or, you know, to just maintain your problem, something's wrong. Something is not working. The other group, the main thing I tell people, too, is that if you've had any head injury in your life, which most people think head injury is like you had brain damage, you know, that's what people associate it with. But so many of us, since we were children, have had a head trauma of some sort, whether it be a fall, a broken nose, an athletic injury, all these kinds of things, car accidents, which are so common, these things compromise you throughout your life. And when you're 20, you may not notice it as much because your nervous system is healing somewhat faster. But as you become 30, 40, 50, 60, these things catch up with you. And so the majority of people I see are between 40 and 60 because they're realizing that they don't feel as good as they felt before, and they're having these lingering problems from injuries that they sustained when they were younger and they were never properly treated. The other group is military service people who, obviously there's a lot of research coming out now that people coming back from military duty are being exposed to high levels of traumatic brain injury. And that can be all different levels, from actual, you know, severe brain damage to structural damage to just even, you know, the bombs and the things that are going off over there creating an actual rattling of the brain inside the head. And
right.
That's a brain trauma. And the statistics of how many of these men and women are coming back with these injuries is staggering. And the treatment out there for them is fairly poor. And they haven't, just because they didn't hit their head doesn't mean they didn't have a brain injury. So this treatment can help with that as well. And I do, you mentioned earlier, you know, people, I have a lot of people that fly in mainly to my Washington site to see me because I'm close to Seattle, and so they can fly into Seattle. They can come for 4 days, and they stay here. I do all my sessions Thursdays through Sundays, so that makes it somewhat easier for people that are traveling if they're working. They don't have to take a full week off of work, per se, if they have the weekend off. But it is fairly common for people to fly in from all over the country. Some of my testimonials, you know, on there from Boston and Colorado, and so people do fly for this if it's indicated, because there's just not a lot of us doctors doing it in this country. So,
right. Hey, doctor, can you give me the location, or what would one do to actually set up an appointment to come see you or for consultation? Would they just walk in, or is it mainly through calling you or contacting you through your website in order to set up
yeah, there's a few ways. Sure, there's a few ways. Of course, the website is there, and my email is on there, and anybody is free to send me an email. I also have on there a section where people can fill in their name and their address and any questions they have, and then I respond to them.
Right.
I have a blog that if people have certain topics they want something written about on, they can put a comment on there, and I'll do that there. Calling my office is a great way. If you know they get the machine, they just leave their name and number, and I call them back, and we talk about what's going on with them. On my website, I have a list of all the free orientations, if they're local. And if they're not local, what would happen is if they had called me and talked to me on the phone and they had decided that they were going to come for treatment, they come in on that very first day, which is the Thursday. I do an orientation at noon, and all the new patients who are there who haven't been to an orientation come to that. And then we, you know, we do the orientation, and then we would treat patients after that. But if they're local, they can come for free at any of those dates, and they can sit in and listen and ask questions. So it's a good time for people to ask questions, bring their family or bring somebody that they think would benefit from it. And so calling my office is another great way to get a hold of me. So email and calling are probably the two best ways.
Can you go ahead and give our listening audience your email address, please?
Yeah, my email is drlampers@nwncr.com.
Okay, that's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
And also your phone number. Now, do you have two phone numbers? I'm looking at their website. They can get you through, even for the Montana location.
They can get
you on either line, right?
The Washington number is the best to call me on.
Okay.
The 360-568-7075. There
okay.
is a local Montana number, which is 406-587-7606. But I don't have a full-time office there, so
okay.
You can also leave a message at that if they're local in Montana or somewhere around the Montana area.
Right.
Then we will return their call from that as well. But the Washington office is probably the easiest to for me to get back to them at. But either
okay,
way,
great.
You know, we
awesome.
Have both
yeah.
numbers, so people feel that they can do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great, yeah. For those of you who just joined us or maybe you've been listening for a while, we're talking to Dr. Hillary Lampers, and she's out of, she has two clinics, but she's out of Washington today. And it's really intriguing. It's actually a very interesting topic, and you definitely want to check out our website. If you go there right now, you can see all testimonials. You can just get a whole bunch of information. This is something I highly recommend you. If you have any kind of ailments at all, I've been bothering you for years, get a hold of the doctor. Go to the website, give her a phone call. The phone call and phone information, email address, everything's on the website for you. Just go to www.nwncr.com. That's N as in Nancy, W as in World, N as in Nancy, C as in Car, R as in Rice. It's nwncr.com. I highly recommend you go in there. And, of course, you know, put in your favorites. So if you're busy right now and you know can't get to it right away, come on back and check out the information. There's a contact us page right there. You can put your question on there. You can put your phone number on there. So the doctor can definitely give you a call back and go over what possibly your questions might be, or of course set up a time to come in and actually go through this process and get yourself feeling a whole lot better. Now, I know, of course, with what you're doing now, you're working at two different locations. Are you planning on doing anything else? Are you going to do any, open up more clinics throughout the United States? Do you have any future plans, doctor, for this? I mean, there's only, like you said, 40 or 50 of you in the whole United States, so I would think, if anything, this definitely would be something that would probably, since you're one of the first people that are doing this, this might be something of a benefit for other people to be educated by you.
Yeah, there. You know, I have two clinics right now, which for me is a lot of work.
Right.
But there is a website called ncrdoctors.com, and on there, that's basically our association's website, and on there you can find a doctor. And you can look up by your state if there's a doctor in your state that's doing NCR or a state that's next to you. And most of the people on there, as long as it says that they are updated and certified, then these people are all, you know, updated and certified. I mean, I have a lot of experience because I was fortunate enough to actually work with Dr. Howell, who is the developer of NCR. So I was fortunate to work with him for numerous years. You know, he was my mentor, and he is the one who trains all these other doctors. And so I've helped him train other doctors. I used to train all the massage therapists who work with these doctors. And then I myself did the medical program and, you know, got trained by him and helped, you know, got through that process as well. And so I was very fortunate that I've had that those years of experience. Now, some of the doctors on there have been doing it for as long as I have. They've been doing it as long as Dr. Howell has. You know, they've been trained for 10 years or more. I mean, Dr. Howell's been doing it for over 25 years. But, you know, some of those doctors have a lot of experience. And so I would recommend if people are interested that they go there. All the doctors' numbers and websites are on there, and they can see if there's anybody local to them. For now, you know, I'm in Washington State and Montana. I'm licensed in both those states as naturopathic doctor. There's not all 50 states are licensed for naturopathic doctors, and so it's important that people realize there's differences in naturopaths. The states where there are states that are not licensed. They don't have a licensing board, and so they're not controlled. There are licensed MDs that are licensed in other states. They just work in a state that's unlicensed. So whenever you're looking for a naturopath, you want to see that they are licensed in another state, that they've been accredited, and that they've gone through a 4-year accredited medical program. Because there's a lot of naturopaths out there who are getting their license through the mail.
Oh, no way.
The states where there's no licensing boards to control them, they can call themselves a naturopath, a naturopathic doctor, and see patients, and we call them diploma mills. They've gotten their diploma through an internet site, and it took them 6 months or something. We actually have a 4 to 6 year program where we have the same curriculum as 4-year conventional medical schools, as well as residencies and everything else. So just because somebody's working in a state that's unlicensed by the state doesn't mean that they're not qualified. So that's what I just recommend people. Always make sure that the naturopath you're working with has gone to a 4-year school, has been accredited, and is licensed in another state.
Okay.
That's just the state of this country is a little behind in some of the licensing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I understand. I do also noticed on your bio that said you would like to develop a program for children with disabilities, like you mentioned Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, just to name a few, where they actually can receive treatments at little or no cost.
I've only been in actual medical practice for a little over a year.
Okay.
And as you well know, starting a business is expensive and a lot of work.
Yeah. Yes.
But my goal is once I become somewhat established that I have the freedom and the money to do this is I definitely, the people who need this the most, the children that need this the most, they can't afford it. And they need a lot of work. And so, my goal is eventually to have a foundation where we can, have donors and people that are willing to do this and have these children be able to get treatment that they need. Even adults who fit into the same category, getting treatment that they need for these conditions. As of right now, I haven't done that program because it does take time and it does take extra funding. But that's definitely one of my goals because as a doctor, the truth is you should give back. That's the true sense of a doctor.
Right.
You need to give back to the community and to the world. And so I feel with doing NCR, I'm really helping people. And I hope in the future to bring it out there more to those who aren't as fortunate. So.
Okay. Well, winding down here, we've got a couple of minutes left on our show, and then those of you who just tuned in or you've been listening for a while, keep in mind you can always replay this program at Blog Talk Radio. It's a great interview. We've been talking to Dr. Hillary Lampers, and she actually has been talking to us today about the NCR. And really, it's something. It's so intriguing. Actually, I'm sorry, I'm getting excited myself. But it really is intriguing to know someone is out there actually to help you with help you feel better. Like fibromyalgia is a big, big thing with a lot of folks out there. As far as being helped, and there's other arthritis. I mean, you name it. But by doing this concept, what you're talking about, this science, I call it. I mean, it's just something that is so simple. Instead of people going through 20, 30 years of depression or being hurt, the doctor today is sharing that actually she can help you. So I definitely highly recommend you go on her website at www.nwncr.com. That's nwncr.com. And, of course, that's Northwest Neurocranial Medicine. Doctor, if you can, and probably got about a minute or so of the show, if you could just to break it down real quick of to encourage someone to contact you or and how you would like to help them. And once again, I do appreciate you taking the time for the show today.
Sure. I just, my main goal with this treatment is to let people know and understand that there are alternatives out there that they won't hear about in the mainstream. There are alternatives to the pain that they're having and to the injuries that they've had, and that I really advise patients, to seek out things that may not seem as conventional as what our modern medical establishment has created, but that actually work, that these treatments have been around for many, many years, that they have been used by hundreds of doctors, and, that people can be helped. You don't have to be in these chronic conditions, and I always recommend that people do what they can so that they don't end up on, you know, a lifetime of pain medications or antidepressants or, you know, the things that people have going on with their lifestyles these days. And so that's really why I do this therapy. I believe that it helps people in so many ways, more than just structural, but it helps them to really get kind of their health back and to get their bodies back and really a sense of purpose in a lot of cases. And it's really fulfilling for me. I love my job. It's really a tremendous thing to do.
It shows.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Doctor, for sharing today. Thank you, everyone else, for tuning in today. And we do appreciate Dr. Hilary Lampers for taking time out today. And we do look forward to talking to you again. Have yourself a blessed holiday. And thank you very much to everybody else for tuning in.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays.